Now listen to what Peter said further. 1 Peter 3:3. 1 Peter 3:3. Who's adoring? See? 1 Peter 3:3. Who's adoring? Let it not be what? That outward adoring of the plaiting of the hair. See, use a female here, because then you know how we female elected, we female, y'all female. How you like to dress yourself and that right, Sister Lucy. I know it, dear. I know it. You got to get the hair just right. Amen. So he said, when it comes to living from the inside, don't let this be what you bank on and place first and foremost. Ain't nothing wrong with dressing yourself up and plaiting your hair and getting your hair done and all that. There's nothing wrong. He said, but don't let that be what you put first. Plaiting the hair, wearing a gold. I mean, I don't know how many necklaces my wife have hanging on the wall. Proud enough and line them up, reach all the way up to Houston, uptown. I'm just keep looking straight ahead. Wearing of gold and putting on apparel, you know, and because we running neck and neck with the clothes in the closet, boy. We probably need to give away some and sell some. But anyway, let's go on. But, see, don't let that be what you major on. Because, see, the clothes won't cast the devil out for you. You can be real pretty and tore up on the inside. But I'd rather be fixed up on the inside and looking a little haggy on the outside. I can fix the outside later. But I want to keep that inside. I want to keep the inside dressed to the T, ready for the job, ready for the challenge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let it not be the hit, but still major on the outward appearance. Instead of major on that, so everybody said, oh, you look so good. Oh, you look so good. Don't major on that. You want to look good. You ought to be looking good. But looking good and tore up on the inside, soon you turn the corner, your eyes filled with tears, and you pulling your hair, don't know what to do. That's no good. You need to go to the house. When you go behind closed doors, you can shout with your hand raised. Hallelujah. It's no good to get in the public and impress me, and I'm thinking you just so fine and so this and so that, and you all tore up when you get back. Can't sleep at night. So he said, don't major on that, because it won't get you what you need. Am I communicating with anybody tonight? But he said, but let it be who? The hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ointment of a what? Meek and quiet spirit, which in the sight of God of what? Great price. God paid a great price for your freedom. Did you hear what I said? He had paid a great price for you to be free. And he wants you to have what he paid for. Hallelujah. I say he wants you to have. That's why he purchased it, so you could have it. And here come a thief trying to take it from you. You on the throne. Say, I'm not going to have this. You're not going to take my peace. You're just not going to do it. In the name of Jesus, use that weapon that he knows he can't handle that. In the name of Jesus, you're not going to do that to me. Now you back off. I rebuke you. I bind you. I break your power. I cast you out. I take authority over you. I stop your onslaught. Now stop it in Jesus' name. Hello? Hallelujah. Come say, I have this man on the inside. Huh? I know he's greater. He's greater than this demon, this power, or whatever is coming against me on the outside. He's greater. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I know who I am. Hallelujah. And I know what will bring me peace and victory. Listen to this one. 1 John 3:9. See, you get these truths inside of you. I'm reading this from the Passion Translation. 1 John 3:9. Everyone who is truly God's child. Everyone who is truly God's child will refuse to keep sinning. Let me read that again. Everyone who is God's, who is truly God's child will refuse to keep sinning. Now, see, when you get born again, we might as well just tell the truth. I'm going to miss it. I'm going to mess up. But we don't preach missing. We don't preach messing up. We preach growing up and living up. Isn't that right? But whenever we do miss it and mess up, we don't try to cover up. Come on. What we do, confess up. Say, God, I missed it. Isn't that good? Because you can't hide anything from God, and I'm going to keep myself in the right place. But I want to grow up and come to a place to know when I know I've been fathered by God. I've been born of God. I'm truly God's child. So I refuse to keep sinning. Yeah. Hallelujah. Why? Because God's seed remains within him, the person. And he is unable to do what? To continue sinning. Why? Because he has been what? Fathered by God himself.